Welcome everyone to the Birth Realm, and oh, it's so nice to be here with you, Michelle. I feel like we've been trying to line this up for a little while, and
we have
finally we're here.
We are. It's so beautiful to be chatting with you and to be doing this little intro, both of us together. It always aligns when it's supposed to and flows perfectly. So yes, welcome everyone to the Birth Realm, Australian Free Birth Stories podcast, with Maggie Storm, and me, Michelle Palacia. It's so great to have you here, and we would just love to chat with you first up about how this podcast was birthed and came about. And yeah, it's really kind of funny how it did, because Maggie and I were chatting and she had mentioned that we should be doing a podcast because we've got this village prenatal circle that we're doing for wild pregnancy and free birth mums, and a podcast would, you know, be really great off that also. And Maggie reached out, and it was, I had actually thought about doing a podcast as well. And I said that to her. I said, it's funny you say that, because I'm starting a podcast and I would love to have you on board. Let's do it together. And I don't know if you were a little bit overwhelmed by that and it happening so soon.
It's so interesting though, because I had a obviously being freshly postpartum myself, I had our beautiful postpartum doula over, and she was like my bounce board. I was just telling her all the inspiration and creativity that was coming through me in those early weeks post birth. I was telling her about it, and I was saying to her, like, I really want to, you know, get these stories out there, and I want to create a podcast. There's not an Australian free birth podcast yet, and, you know, blah blah blah. I was like, would you do it with me? And she was like, and she actually said to me, what about Michelle? And it's so funny, because I had already thought about you, and it was something that I was definitely going to bring up with you, but I don't even know how we ended up getting into the conversation. And then I just said, well, we should start a podcast, and you said, well, I am, and now we're here and we're doing it.
We are, and it's just worked out so beautifully and flowed so amazing. And I know your doula, and she's so lovely.
Yeah, so nice. I feel like after having just experienced a free birth and coming out the other end of that, I am so excited to sit here in this space with you and other mamas and just share these stories, because I know how vital and how important they are, and how for so many they're going to be such medicine.
It really is, because I just hear so often, and we hear about it, how mums are listening to other women's stories because it's medicine and it helps them through their own births. And so those mothers are coming through and sharing theirs, and then it just flows on and it flows on from there. And just that story sharing is absolute medicine. So yeah, creating this space is magic.
So true. It's like when you're seeing other people do it, it makes you realize that you can do it too.
Yes.
You know, when you seeing other mamas that are, you know, walking the same path and, you know, living their lives, and by sharing your story, it kind of ignites something in someone else, being like, well, if they can do it, then I can do it. So
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, so exciting to have this space and just creating this with you.
Yeah, I'm so stoked to be here, and I'm so excited to meet all the beautiful mamas and women that we have here in this space that are willing and wanting and so excited to share their stories.
Definitely. And I think it's really, it would be really important for us to touch on that is who we're going to be chatting with, the experts of birth, who are the mums. There's topics that we've spoken about in some lives on Instagram, which sometimes they don't save, unfortunately, and that's just technology, but bringing those conversations here in this space is going to be really great too. So we'll be doing some episodes where we chat about topics of relevance and importance that we feel need to be heard, and that would just be us having a chat. And I think that's a really great great thing too.
Yeah, for sure. And I think also like putting it out there, if anyone feels like they want some more knowledge or information or want to see a conversation happening around a certain topic, like let us know as well.
Yes.
I know when we jumped on our live talking about the placenta and it didn't save technology.
That's okay.
But
yes.
I had so many women reach out to me wanting to know more, and just they were already sharing their stories about how they, you know, thought that they had to do this or that this was this. So yeah, I feel like it's a really important thing for us to be opening up conversations about all sorts of different stuff when it comes to pregnancy and birth and
absolutely, you know. And postpartum as well, the whole journey through.
Yes.
And it's going to be amazing. So I'm super excited for this space with you, Maggie.
So happy. And it's like, it's filling my cup so much as well to be able to sit here. Like, obviously I'm not serving in person at the moment. So to be able to be sitting here with my baby strapped to me, you know, that I just free birth like 9 weeks ago, and listening to other women come in and share their stories, it feels so powerful. And yeah, I'm just so happy that I can be here and do this with my baby on me. And
yes,
yeah.
Yeah, and they are literally on you right now and with us, so yeah, that's magic. Yeah. Too.
Yeah, and he's the one that has obviously really sparked my just my love for how powerful our bodies are when we just allow them to guide us intuitively through our life journey, but especially through our birth journey. Our babies know so much, and they can teach us so much about our bodies, and yeah, it's pretty powerful stuff.
Absolutely. Yes. And I see that in you as well, that activation that's happened. And yeah, that's really powerful. And to be sharing that, and to be bringing on the people that we'll be chatting with as well about their stories. And it's just so relatable to so many people, so many of these journeys. And I think that's what's really prevalent to so many people as well, that they can just relate.
Definitely. And I feel like it gives it a whole new level of relation when it's a podcast that's actually coming from Australian mamas.
Yes.
You know, because I feel like it's really important to touch on the point that this could also really start to build a free birth community in so many different places. You know, when we start to hear about the mamas that, you know, might be in Brisbane or down in Victoria or down, you know, in the Northern Rivers that are free birthing, and you know, it's going to create community for other women to be able to meet other people and you know, reach out to others. Absolutely. That are walking the same path and build connections and relationships so they don't feel so alone. Yeah, I definitely feel like that was something that was really missing, I feel, in my own pregnancy, going through my own wild pregnancy journey, was just like, I need, you know, as you know, like I ended up creating a village.
Yes.
Online, and I'm so grateful that you and I were able to do that together. And how many women do we have coming through that space now as well and wanting to be on the calls? Because, you know, free birthing mamas are wanting a place to connect with others and relate and not feel so alone on their journeys, you know, a safe space for them to be able to share about like the path that they are taking.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. It is quite isolating. And that's the one common thing that I hear as well, you know, not having that community around them, building that community, that circle that you created, just so potent, Maggie, so potent. And I know you did that out of a need for yourself, because that's what you needed. But from that, so many other mums need that as well. And just bringing everyone together. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, thank you for being on a journey with me too. It's so nice to sit in circle every month together.
Right.
And it has actually been so incredible to witness all these mamas come through and free birth their babies, and to be on the other side. Like, it's quite wild to think that you've got these beautiful connections in the virtual world, but I honestly feel so connected to these women because we sat in circle every month, and then I've watched their journey unfold through pregnancy into birthing their babies. And, you know, being able to create these spaces in the virtual realm is just, it's so important,
it's,
and
it's
really
so
cool
important
that we can do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And doing it is key. And that's us showing up. and showing up in that circle and showing up here in this podcast space to share the stories.
So excited to hear all these stories that are going to come through.
Thank you everyone for being here with us on this journey as we learn as well, and we are definitely learning a lot about technology with this. For both of us, it has been trial and error, and I imagine it will be as we go on. But yeah, you'll hear in the very first episode that unfortunately Maggie wasn't able to be with me as we spoke to our first guest because of technology problems that we were having. But we wanted to push through and press record on that interview, and we did. So I imagine that's not the first time it's going to happen either for both of us. So we're both learning. And that's what we want to do too, is just keep this raw and real. So yeah, this is us.
Yeah, that's it. We, you know, we're definitely learning along the way, and it's so awesome to be trying something new. And I think it's important for us to not get stuck in that everything needs to be perfect, because at the end of the day, we're just trying to get these stories out there so mamas that are on the journey can be inspired and have people to relate to and feel like they're part of a community of other, you know, so many others that are doing the same.
Even with our
battles through technology, we'll keep going.
We will keep going, and we'll keep showing up and sharing and supporting all of these women coming through. So yes, that's us. So thank you so much for being here.